This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver Public Schools has released video of a closed board meeting where members voted to bring back school resource officers. A judge recently ruled in favor of media outlets that sued the district for access. The meeting was tense, but Superintendent Alex Marrero told members that then-Mayor Michael Hancock would act regardless of their decision.
Even if you all override me, which is going to be terminal, the mayor can enact an executive order and he will. Just like he did with the vaccination mandate. So I understand that this is a very problematic conversation to have, but it's going to happen. It's beyond our control.
They'll return to several campuses next school year. Nearly 17% of calls made to Colorado's suicide prevention hotline went unanswered. CPR's Paolo Shalsada has more on a new report.
Of the more than 11,000 calls made to the suicide hotline, more than 2,400 received no immediate response, according to health research outlet KFF. 988 launched last year as the national toll-free suicide prevention hotline, but calls are answered by local crisis line providers. Federal officials estimate use of the hotline will continue to rise as more people learn about it. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
The trial for a former Fort Lupton police officer begins this week. Officer Jordan Steinke put a handcuffed woman in a police car that was then hit by a train. Her attorney says she didn't know the car was on railroad tracks. She says the tracks were difficult to see and there were no illuminated gates blocking the way. A judge is expected to rule on Friday. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.